From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Normally, we here at Public Radio offer a refuge from advertisements. For the next few minutes, though, we're going to wallow in them. Steve Tripoli is here from Marketplace. And Steve, you've been noticing that no matter where you turn, you see an ad?
I think everywhere is probably the accurate description for that, Madeline. Let's see. Ads are now stuck to the front page of my morning newspaper like Post-it notes. The announcers now do ads between pitches of the Red Sox games I watch. God forbid you might walk away between innings. And here's a real beaut that's new, an audio technology that sends a narrow beam of sound to you alone while you're shopping or maybe sitting in a waiting room. So if you're in the grocery store produce aisle, they might beam you an ad saying, "Hey, did you hear about that sale on organic peas?" And in the next aisle, they're hearing an ad for orange juice.
Creepy.
Some people call this progress.
I call it kind of scary. But I guess, wow, that's progress on some level. I guess in innovation.
And in intrusiveness. You know, the industry is doing its best to make avoiding ads not an option anymore. And so I called a boutique ad agency here in Massachusetts today, Rattle Advertising. I got Joey Barron on the line. He's one of the partners. I asked him what's driving all this, and he says it's just vicious corporate competition. There is intense pressure on companies to maintain profits and also to dominate their markets. And that race to dominate markets, in turn, affects what's happening when you turn on the TV or the radio or even walk down the street.
Because for them to do that, there's a sense that their message and their branding has got to be everywhere where their market is.
But Steve, you know, can't they just go too far and we as enlightened or intelligent consumers just say, you know, I'm fed up with this. It's just too much. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
Well, you know, you or I may feel that way, but Joey Barron, the ad guy, says, perhaps self-servingly, that outrage is just not showing up right now. He does say that advertisers need to be careful for their own sake about going too far.
The risk that advertisers face, and I think this is happening already, is I don't think there's resentment to it, but I think it's just becoming wallpaper. If there isn't a good rationale for an advertiser's presence, if there isn't an engaging message, then they're just kind of taking up space.
But I have to say, I'm still thinking about that sound beam technology you mentioned earlier, and it seems to me it's sort of a violation of my private space. It's kind of, yeah, still, I think it's creepy.
Yeah, you know, I kept trying to raise the ethical issue here when I was doing the reporting, and I kept getting the verbal equivalent of a blank stare in return. There was one comment from an ad person in the story about those sound beam devices that kind of approaches the issue. She said, "It doesn't do your brand any good if you annoy people." So maybe the answer, if you don't like this stuff, is to show you're annoyed. I'll tell you, when telemarketers call my house these days, despite the fact that I'm on the do not call list, I've started talking back. And so speaking up may be the best weapon available right now when you're feeling over-targeted.
All right. Thank you, Steve, for speaking up. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.